So do you really think that the media, especially the mainstream media, is finally getting it when it comes to Benghazi? According to the New Yorker, they say it's a cliche, of course, but it's really true, especially in Washington. Every scandal has a crime and a cover-up attached to it. Well, in some cases. The ongoing debate about the attack on the United States facility in Benghazi where four Americans were killed and the Obama administration's response to it is no exception. For a long time, it seemed like the idea of a cover-up was just a Republican obsession, but now there's something to it. I'm not sure about that. My own little editorializing here. It was pretty clear right from the get-go, but anyway, this is what the New Yorker's saying. Last Friday, ABC News journalist Jonathan Carl revealed the details of the editing process for the CIA's talking point about the attack, including the edits themselves and some of the reasons a State Department spokesperson gave for requesting some of those edits. It's striking to see the 12 different iterations that the talking points went through before they were released to Congress and to the United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice, who is a commentarian herself. They used them for Sunday show appearances, and they became the central focus of the Republicans' criticism of the administration's response to the attacks. Anyway, it goes on and on, but really when it comes right down to it, the people know the truth. Whether or not the government bureaucracy and the big shots that sit up there will analyze the truth and do something about it is another thing. But in all honesty, four people lost their lives because someone wasn't quick to respond. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.